If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's restaurant time, and this week you hear him arguing about food with John Landecker on Monday nights. Stan Levy, he's also the host of the Barguments podcast, where Dan argues about everything. Who do you argue with on that podcast, Dan?
I argue with everybody and anybody, whether it's ex-athletes, whether it's politicians.
Nice.
It could be even movie stars. Whoever wants a piece of me, I'll take.
All right, no fighting this morning, but we are going to talk about something that I think a lot of people don't know about. The suburbs have their own restaurant week, various dates, a lot of them going on right now. I know you've had a chance to look at some of the highlights. Some good deals available now, right?
There are a lot of good deals. In fact, if you're in a suburb, it's just a good idea to Google and try to find out if any of your suburban restaurants are offering some good ones. But we got Batavia. We have one in Batavia called Shiver by the River. It's running a full month long. And not only are they doing really cool deals of like $30 and, you know, $40 prefix meals, they're also going to be doing some drawings and some prizes, gift cards ranging from $25 to $50. So they're having all kinds of cool, like, promotions that go around that one. In Westmont, there's a whole village of all those guys with a lot of cool bars and a lot of cool different kinds of restaurant week stuff. So a lot of those places are participating when it comes to that as well. And then we also got a couple of good ones that would be in the Elmwood Park area. So there's even Culver's if you want to go the fast food route. So they're doing some $2 off some value baskets. So everybody's trying to get involved in a suburban restaurant week if you're out and about.
What was that? $2 off on what, Dan?
A value basket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, most of those.
By the way, I could do Culver's every night of the week.
Oh, really? Yeah. And what's your favorite there?
You know what? The best part about Culver's, and it's a little hack for people that are out there doing Culver's, the kids' meal. The burger is the exact same size. You can get fries and a cheese curd, and it comes with a free custard. So, for like $6, you're pretty much set.
All right. Dan Levy, cheese curd man. Yeah, most of these special deals in the suburbs and these restaurant weeks, they actually run longer than a week, but most of them started either yesterday or they start today, and they go through March 2nd, except in Batavia. That one underway for a while now and continues until March 14th. Also, coming up in March, it's Mardi Gras time again. It'll be Tuesday, March the 4th, and a lot of places will be having a lot of fun and good food, won't they?
Oh, yes, they are. There's a lot of good places. Even Andersonville, if you want to go in that area. There's a lot of good Mardi Gras places, and there's also at Central Park Bar, which is another downtown Northside Bar, Avondale area. You got Frozen Hurricanes on Fat Tuesday. They'll have $6 Frozen Hurricanes, which I love hurricanes. I don't know if anybody's ever been to actual Mardi Gras or Louisiana, New Orleans for it, but that is a really good thing to do, especially come Mardi Gras time. That's a good one. And also, you know, there's a bunch of surrounding places in the downtown area that are all participating in Mardi Gras stuff. So right now, I mean, even if you're a Punchki guy, Bob, are you a Punchki guy?
Isn't everyone? It's required by the FCC that all people on radio have to talk about Punchkis, and they send boxes of the stuff to us.
To the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of places, and if people are out there and they love a good donut, especially for the Fat Tuesday stuff, they got the Orland Park Bakery, which has two locations, Weber Bakery, which everybody knows about in Archer. There's the Alliance Bakery, which is near the Ukrainian Village. They have all kinds of cool ones. And if you're on the north side, Deerfield Bakery, they got two locations. They got some key lime pies, chocolate custard, salted caramel, and they do all kinds of different flavors. So if you live next to a bakery, go for the Punchkis. That is a really big thing this time of year.
You know, back to Mardi Gras for a minute. Ever since Heaven on 7 closed up downtown here, I've been on a search for good gumbo, good Cajun food. Have you found any good spots?
You know what? There's so many places right now that are doing those kinds of things. And if you're in the Wicker Park area, Estelle's is doing a really cool thing with different kinds of foods and different kinds of late night eats and Fat Tuesday kinds of stuff. So a lot of gumbos are in all kinds of different places. Also the Grayson Tavern, they've got Cajun wings, they got the Creole andouille loaded fries. So the gumbo itself, that's always just a really good place to think to find. But if you can get some Cajun wings, and I think at Greystone, it's a $1 Cajun wing. So that's the way to roll.
Yeah, and on the list of great places to celebrate Mardi Gras in Chicago, it seems like a lot of folks pick the Chicago Firehouse restaurant as a favorite in the South Loop. They've been doing this for, I think, 8 years now, and they do it big, don't they?
The Chicago Firehouse is one of the... I like to not talk about the Chicago Firehouse because it's one of the few places that doesn't get so many people coming to there.
Yeah.
So it's not as crowded, but the Chicago Firehouse, I mean, they have everything going on there right now, featuring plates like crawfish, mac and cheese, Cajun fried chicken. They got the jambalaya there, if you're a big jambalaya fan. And the shrimp po' boys. What's Mardi Gras without a shrimp po' boy?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm always hankering for, and you can't get it in a lot of places, the muffaletta, as they say in New Orleans. That's my favorite sandwich.
The muffaletta is your favorite.
That's my favorite.
Actually, I haven't seen heard too many people say that's their favorite, but I do appreciate a good muffaletta, if that's how you say it.
Sure.
Those are tasty, but I'm not sure where you can get the best one in Chicago. But a lot of these places, like the Heritage Restaurant, Low Country, they're all specializing in all kinds of different New Orleans favorites. So that's kind of place you may want to go try and see if you can snag that.
Yeah, and Fat Tuesday, you can even get a Punchki pastry at Stan's Donuts locations. How about that?
You can. In fact, a lot of donut places are doing it. Also, I was just seeing that... And at Low Country, they got the beignets. So people that really go even further than a Punchki, the beignet. Have you ever had a beignet?
Oh, yeah. You can't go to New Orleans without that. There's that famous place there that everybody goes to that they line up to get it. It's great.
You know what? The last time I was in New Orleans, I was 22, and I didn't leave Bourbon Street, so I never had a beignet. But I plan on doing it when I get older, I'll tell you that much.
Put that on your bucket list. Dan Levy, more to come here. We'll get into some places to warm up. Yeah, restaurants and bars that have a fireplace. WGN. It's our Friday restaurant shtick, and this morning it's Dan Levy, who hosts the Barguments podcast, and also he does Food Fight with John Landecker on Monday nights. You should do a food fight where you have the Butterburger, versus something John picks.
Good idea. I wouldn't mind arguing a good Butterburger on a Monday night.
I knew you'd like that. When you go to New Orleans, the place you go to for the beignets, Café du Monde. It's been there since 1862. So they're doing something right. The Sun-Times had a piece this week, Chicago Bars and Restaurants with a Fireplace Recommended for a Winter Warm-Up. And I know you've been going through this list, Dan, and places that stick out to you here?
You know what? There's a lot of good ones on that article, but the one that stuck out to me the most was Simone's in Pilsen. That's got like a good rustic area that not a lot of people know about. Really good food down in that area. And that's got a really good lounge for it. But another thing that I should tell people, that if you're looking to get cozy and it's so cold outside right now, and you're looking to kind of go to some place where it's kind of nice and warm, they got fireplaces, get there between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. That always seems to be like that happy spot where it's not too busy. You could probably sit by the fireplace. And also there's a lot of cool happy hour specials. So Getaway in Lincoln Avenue, that one's a great look. They got some really good seating around the fireplace. And that's always good. They have good martini special. They got good old fashioned. That's one of my favorite places to go if I'm trying to get a little cozier on this kind of cold weather night.
What was the place in Pilsen you mentioned, Dan?
Simone's.
You know what? And a lot of folks also comment, you guys got to do more on the South Side. And, there needs to be more places on the South Side, first of all. But there were a couple places on this list we should single out. The Drawing Room is at 12 South Michigan Avenue. Ever been there?
Yes. I've been to the Chicago Athletic Club a couple times. And that place is, first of all, there's a Shake Shack right below it, which is also another great thing to do. If you're going to go the fast food route. But yes, that area, that entire place is really cozy. It's got a really good vibe to it. They have really good old fashions there. So whenever I go to that place, I like a good old-fashioned from there.
Yeah, and Simone's is on West 18th. They also had a place called Truth Be Told, 1227 East 60th, that supposedly is another great place to cozy up. And if you get there early, as you mentioned, you get the happy hour special, too, don't you?
That's true, and I know people want more Southside stuff. Like you said, I'm always looking for more Southside stuff. I live on that area. But if you're in the Logan Square northwest side of Chief O'Neill's, that Elston area, that's a really good Irish bar. They got a really good atmosphere, and especially come Fat Tuesday. They usually do a lot of cool bar specials over there as well. So not only cozy, but you could celebrate Mardi Gras there as well.
Yeah, and as you say, those places, especially in the restaurants that have the fireplaces, I mean, they fill up really quick, don't they?
They do. Well, because, like I said, once you get a good spot next to a fireplace and they're nice and cozy and you can kind of have that conversation, it gets pretty packed after 9 o'clock. And so if you can get in that sweet spot between 5 and 9, again, you get the comfortable seats, and they usually have a lot of cool happy hour specials, so... That's the way to roll if you're looking to kind of have that kind of night.
Yeah, a lot of people like that place you mentioned, Chief O'Neill's. That's up at 3471 North Elston.
Chief O'Neill's is one of those places where all year round it's awesome. It's a great Irish bar. And then St. Paddy's Day, they have, you know, they have all the big concerts. They have a bunch of bagpipe players coming in there. So it's that place can get pretty rowdy and it can get pretty cozy all at the same time.
What's the food fight coming up next week, Dan?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bob. John Landecker and I will be debating the hottest topic of them all, chicken and waffles versus biscuits and gravy.
Ooh.
Which way do you fall?
Both. Well, you know what? I love my biscuits. I'd have to go with that. Which side are you taking?
Biscuits and gravy is a classic, but there's something to the sweet and savory of a chicken and a waffle. If it's done correctly, there's nothing better than the chicken and waffle.
All right.
At least that's what I'll be trying to win an argument against John Landecker on Monday night.
Between 7 and 10. It's Dan Levy. Happy weekend. Thank you, Dan.
No problem. If everybody's looking for me, I'll be punchkey hunting. So I'll see you guys out and about this weekend.
Of course he will. All right, you take care.
Although I do that all year round anyway, but this year it's more acceptable.
Yeah, why is this night different from any other night? News on the hour
nobody
is next.
Nobody questions me on this night, but when I do it in November, it gets a little weird.